Hi, everybody. And hello to you too, Gina.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
I feel like with every single episode, we just become one more and more.
I hope we don't.
Why?
We're very different people, and I think that's what makes our relationship very beautiful.
Mm. Okay, you saved it.
But do you know what we do share, though? We share shade. So when I notice things, that's like, oh, that's weird, isn't it? You notice it at the exact same time. And yeah, that, I think, is our greatest love story. The fact that we both know when things are a bit like,
We think the same evil thoughts.
Yes.
We do.
And it's, I can come to you and be like, Gina, you know my heart. What?
You know my heart, but
but I'm gonna say some off-key shit that only you can understand, and only you can know that I'm not an awful person for thinking it.
Mate, I'm sure when I get to them pearly gates, they're gonna show me there's gonna be a section that's just for Tolly and Gina.
Yeah, Tolly and Gina's conversations. Imagine if God actually came up, like when you get to the gates of heaven and he's like, and here were all your WhatsApp conversations. I'm like, no, 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 no.
I'll be like, you know what? It's all right. Send
no, 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 God, where's no, no, no. It was just joking. What happened to the privacy laws? No. You was never meant to see this, God. I hope that never, ever happens. How's your week been in TV? What have you been watching? Fun things, not fun things?
Well, actually, not to spoil it for anyone, I have been watching the show that we're going to be talking about today, which is the second season of Too Hot to Handle.
We're too hot to handle. Sorry, I can't say that title without singing that. Anyway, as you were, sorry.
I've been watching that, and I'm really excited about our guest because we're about to speak to Chloe Veach, who was on season one. If you watch season one of Too Hot to Handle, which you should have done, I'm sure you would know Chloe because she was a standout star.
Sure was.
But yeah, I've been enjoying that for many reasons, but one of the biggest reasons
I know exactly why you've been enjoying it, but it's fine. We'll get to that. Relax, Gina.
Sorry.
Okay. I think it's worth us telling everybody what Too Hot to Handle is and what it's about in case you haven't watched it. So I love reality TV show in this world. Like, it's Love Island-y, Too Hot to Handle, all of this kind of like hot people on a tropical island looking for love. Love it. Sign me up. I'm involved in it. I want to watch it. I want to see what swimsuits they're wearing. I want to see their conversations, and I want to see how they pull each other to the side. Love all of that. My absolute favorite thing. I think what's so basically Too Hot to Handle is, it's actually set in Turks and Caicos, which I've been wanting to go to since I learned how to pronounce it. Like, since I figured out how to pronounce that country or that island or whatever it is, I'm like, oh my God, I want to go there so, so badly. So basically it's a bunch of hot people together, and they're like, they're people that like sex and kind of like have sex often. Me and Gina would have never made it. Not because we're not hot, just because we don't.
Not have because sex. We would not love to. Just saying, it's been a long lockdown. Anyway,
it's been 68 years. not because we're not hot, but basically, and the whole premise of it is that they have to do their whole time on this island without having sex, and there's money to grab.
Mm-hmm.
There's money at hand, so they're more there, so they get fined for kissing, they get fined for touching, and obviously they get a massive fine for having sex. Mm-hmm. And the first time I watched season one, I thought, I don't know sex that's good enough for me to lose money.
Yeah, 100 grand. Yeah, facts.
I've never met it. I've never seen the sex. I've never seen the dick. Never seen it. And ultimately, I wouldn't want to. I don't want to be anywhere near that kind of sex. That would make me lose 100 grand. But that's it. That's the premise of the show. I think I've done that quite well.
You've done that such justice. I'm so glad that you did it instead of me, because, you know, I would have flopped that.
Totally agree. Because you would have ruined it.
I would have ruined it.
Yeah.
So let's have a listen to season two's trailer, and then we can finally introduce our fantastic guest, Chloe.
Too Hot to Handle is back with a bang.
Welcome to the party!
We've got 10 new super hot sizzling singles.
It's gonna be a sexy summer, man.
Usually what I look for in a guy is just like a one night hangout.
For those of you who need reminding, there is to be no kissing, no heavy petting, and no sex.
Yo, we are Too Hot to Handle!
Hello, sexy ladies.
Thank you for that, Chloe. We needed that. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm feeling sun-kissed because it's been sunny in England. for the past 3 days, finally. Which it never is. I've just been at the beach chilling. But yeah, I am so excited to talk to you guys.
Okay, great. I have so many questions for you. The first is, what kind of sex makes you risk 100 grand?
Yeah, I would love to know the answer to that too.
Oh, Jesus. I'd need to be given a proper good scene too. 100 grand. There's got to be hair pulling, bum smacking, screaming, shouting, drinks being spilled, beds being broken for me.
But
to
even that, 100 grand.
But you know what? I feel like my price has gone down now. Like if before lockdown, it would have been like, oh no, I would never lose like 100. But now I'm like.
Okay, what's the max you will lose? What is the max you will lose for both of you? What's the max you're willing to lose?
If I was guaranteed sex with someone like Brad Pitt, I'd lose a million. I'm telling you.
Really?
Yeah, 100%. Just to say, I have had sex with Brad Pitt.
Yeah, facts. That's actually so true. That story can carry you for ages.
Gina, what are you saying? How much?
At this point in time where we currently stand today, a year and 2 months in lockdown, it would honestly be, I think, to be with somebody really famous, 250, I think 250.
Yeah,
I think that's fair. What about you, Tamani?
I wouldn't. Okay. I wouldn't let go of money for sex.
That's the kind of willpower I need. Because
I would have won that show without a doubt. Like, I would have done it. I actually would have absolutely done it. Chloe, tell us about your time on season one, because you won.
I was one of the winners, yes. Oh, don't. It was like being in heaven. It was just crazy. We walk in there, there's loads of sexy people, girls and guys. The relationships we built, I feel like the first season, the one that I was on, it's completely different to the second season. Obviously, we'll get to that later on. But my season was about building relationships, building friendships, going over your struggles of your past, why you haven't been able to get into a relationship. I broke the rules a couple of times, not going to lie. I only had a couple kisses. I lost about 10 grand, I think. But yeah, I mean, it was just such a surreal experience and it's changed my life.
Do you know what? I think watching it on telly, it feels like it's easier to do than not. But when you are in that surrounding, you're in a beautiful country, the sun is sunning, you look beautiful, everyone around you looks beautiful. I do think a cheeky kiss, you just kind of get lost in the sauce of it all. I can imagine that happening.
It was very saucy.
I feel like one of my favourite relationships that was formed in your season, in the first season. Well, there's two, actually. One of my favourite scenes is when you had that class where you were learning about your yoni.
Yes,
yoni.
Yoni. And I remember you being like, yeah, I feel like really way more close to my yoni. Like, I thought that was hilarious.
I really love my yoni.
It was so great. But also the friendship that came about with yourself and, is it Nicola? Is that
Nicole?
Nicole. With you and Nicole, I thought was so cute. That was my favourite relationship to come out of the show.
Do you know what? The funny thing is, like, we are still best friends now. Aww. And I live at hers for 2-3 weeks, then come home for a week and then go back up to her. We actually really want to move in together. And I would prefer a girl that's my best friend to carry me through life than a guy, because they always fuck up in the end, don't they?
Agreed. Agreed. Weakest links.
Yeah. One of my favourite things about Too Hot to Handle is that everyone's from different countries. So what I was going to ask is, do you think people from different countries have different tactics when it comes to, like, securing a partner or securing the D at this point?
100%. Definitely. And I didn't know, like, because I like seeing other people's body language. And the Americans are, not to put them in a category, but from what I've seen, the Americans
the ones
on the show are so, like, just straightforward. But they will sit there, they're not insecure. From the ones that I've seen on the show, like Rhonda, Sharon, Francesca, Hayley. Even the banter is just completely different. I'm used to people chucking banter back at me. But even some of the American guys like Bryce, they were like, what do you mean? Like, that was a bit nasty. I'm not having banter, babe. Do you not understand?
It's playing with you.
Yeah. I'm not trying to insult you. I'm flirting with you. But he just didn't get it. But yeah, I think everyone's tactics are going to be different. And they were different.
You mentioned that season one of Too Hot to Handle is different to season two of Too Hot to Handle. In your opinion, what do you think the main differences are? Because I 100% agree with you, but I'm curious to know how different you think that season two is.
People just didn't care.
That's what I thought too. I was like, what is going on?
I think, to be honest, because Harry and Francesca in season one lost loads of money and they become the stars of the show, Mm-hmm. I think people that got told, right, this is Talk to Handle season two, they were like, whoa, well, we don't need to stick to the rules because we're going to get the money anyway. Yeah. And they thought, because, do you know what I mean? They thought, oh, without giving anything away, a couple of things get told to the cast and they're like, oh my God, like, what a shock. A couple of twists and turns. I'm not going to spoil anything. But yeah, it's mental. People just don't care.
I think that happens with all reality TV shows. I think the first season of it's always the most authentic. Every show I've ever watched, the first one, and then afterwards, when everyone realizes the fame you can get from it and what it means, it kind of it gets diluted. People start acting different. You start playing the game rather than just experiencing what you're experiencing.
100%. And I think for someone that's already been in reality TV, like everything that I've been on, The Circle, Talk to Handle, I've always been myself. I will not play a game or think to myself, oh, I'll get more followers if I do this. No, because people are going to watch you on TV and they'll decide whether you're fake or not. If they think you're fake, they're not going to follow you. Mm-hmm. But I do feel like the cast for season two, Talk to Handle, was a different cast that was chosen for season one, but in a more sexual way.
Right, okay. Do you think they're all horny this time?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Definitely.
And I'm scared for season three because I know that they're just going to be like rabbits.
My God. I was actually like clutching my pearls thinking, oh my God. I mean, I was loving it, but.
I have a big thing of like, you can't have sex on telly. Like, I couldn't go on knowing I'm going to be on telly and have sex on telly. That like blows my mind.
Yeah, I agree. I remember like, you know, Big Brother. I remember when people used to do that kind of thing on Big Brother and I'd think, Oh my God. Like, your mum's just watching. Like, I don't know.
That's what it is. That's like, you've got family members that are going to watch this and they're going to know you had sex on telly.
Well, I mean, I'm really close to my mum and my dad. And every time I have sex or have a weekend away, I'll ring them and I'm like, Mum, never guess what just happened. Like, oh my God, da 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 da. He didn't last that long. It was only 5 seconds, two pump jump. Like, that's my banter with my mum, yeah. But I just couldn't actually go on TV and have sex. I couldn't do it. Like, maybe a little fondle, but knowing that the cameras are there just turns you off.
Do you ever forget the cameras are there, or are you just lost in the sauce?
I mean, you get to a point where you're just comfortable with the cameras being there, but you never forget the cameras are there because they're everywhere you look. There's above the bed, in the corner of the room, and behind the bed, you've got microphones with like little fluffy things on. You can't escape them.
So I had a little game to play with you guys, mainly Gino actually. Well, obviously Chloe can get involved. So do you know how when you watch all of these shows, at the start of it, they're like, I'm Tolly. Like, I think this, the first episode of season two, I think one of them said, I'm basically two open legs. And she like she get that they have the one-liners that introduce who they are, and that was her one-liner. I'm basically two open legs. So I wanted you guys. We've got a Too Hot to Handle show right now, and you are contestants, which you have been, Chloe. What is your one-liner to start the show?
Oh Jesus! What do you want to say? What I said or what I would say now?
What you said and what you'd say now. Let's have both of them.
Okay, what I said was, hi, I'm Chloe. I'm not the brightest spark in the book. It doesn't make sense. I don't know. That's just me summed up in a nutshell. What would I say now? Hi, I'm Chloe. I'm absolutely mental, but you're going to love me.
Oh, that's quite nice.
That's nice.
Gina, what are you saying?
I feel like mine needs a pun. I'm Gina Moore.
You need more of me.
More of me.
Yeah, that's
like that.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm Gina Moore. You're going to want more of me. It's like something cheesy like that.
Open goal. Do you know what I mean? T, do you have one?
Right. Okay, I just thought of it now after the world we've just left of yours. And it would be like, hi, I'm Talani. And you know what that rhymes with?
Poonani! Who rhymes with Poonani? I got that one right. I am the brightest spark in the
book.
You
are the smartest spark in the book.
I was like, hold on, vagina.
Gina, that took you a while, didn't it?
It took me a while. I was like, Poonani.
It's because Chloe is from Essex and I'm from Essex. And that's why everyone from Essex called my name. It was Talani, yeah. And then when that song came out, Talani was the worst time of my life, but it's fine.
Oh, no.
Do you remember? Exactly.
When I went to the door,
exactly. Every single day.
I love that.
Okay, so the cast members of season 2.
Yes, I want to talk about that too, exactly. Chloe, who, and in fact, both of you, let's talk first episode so that we don't spoil anything. So we've just met the cast in the first episode. Who are your favourites? Who are you drawn to? Either they look like a good time or you just think they're hot. Like, what are your favourites? Who are you betting on?
Okay. And I'm not saying this because I've watched the whole show, but from the offset, my favourite person was Emily.
Okay.
I really like Emily, actually.
Yeah. Because she comes across as the type of girl that I would actually speak to on the outside world. Someone that's very like... I think she was the one that said she's the set of open legs.
Yeah, I think she is.
So I was just like, oh my God, go on, girl. Like, I love that confidence. Like, I was like, you're not going to last 2 minutes in here. But congratulations for getting on the show. Yeah, I don't know. I just, when I first see her, I just thought she looks like a ray of sunshine. And she's either going to cause dramas, she's going to be one to look out for, or she's going to be like a sister, the sister of the group. So yeah, I was looking out for her throughout the episodes. In terms of the boys, Marvin.
Yeah, same. Me and Gina were going to say the exact same thing.
Absolute God.
And like, I don't want this episode to just be us talking about how much we all fancy Marvin. But we're here now, so let's go.
Yeah, if we want to just take 2 minutes to discuss.
Can you imagine Marvin talking to you, dirty? My name's Marvin. Wait, is that even French?
No, that is not French.
I would be scared if someone said that to me. Whoa, what just happened?
My name's Marvin.
Oh my God.
Marvin is a French man. I don't know where Chloe got that accent from.
I lost my voice last week and I'm trying to find it.
It's fine, babe. It's fine. Marvin will do that to you as well. He's a very, very good looking guy. Like, when I was watching the episode and he walked in and I was like, oh my God. Like,
yeah,
very tall. Very good looking. And Gina sent me voice notes about him, haven't you, Gina?
Yes, I have. Luckily, we don't include voice notes on this show.
We don't. That would definitely
be one of the things that would be showed to us at the gates of heaven when it's like, what was this? But yeah, I think, I don't know, Marvin for me, it's also the fact that he's French. I don't know if it would be the same if he wasn't French. Like, it's just that added... He was so surprised that they got someone from France, because we didn't in the first season. We had people from UK, America.
I think it was UK, and I think Italian. I think there was an Italian guy there. I don't know if I'm making that out, but I feel like there was. He left quite early. The guy that was like Jesus.
Jesus
guy. Yeah.
The one with the long hair.
Was he American? Oh, okay. My bad.
No, he was definitely American.
Oh, yeah. I guess no. I guess we're just watching Americans.
But now, like in this season, we've got from the UK, we've got, and like different places in the UK, like one guy's from Wales, England, all sorts. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, I love Marvin so much. That's, I deviate, but Marvin, I love you.
I've midway through and I really hope he keeps, I stay liking him. Do you know sometimes that guy walks into the room and they're really good looking and then they start talking?
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, it's like, wah, 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 that sort of thing. So I really hope that's not the situation. I don't want a wah, wah, wah moment with him. I want to stay loving him, which will be quite nice.
Yeah.
So, Clever, you're basically like a reality queen. Like, you've been doing it. You love it. Why do you think you do so well, like, from it? Outside of, like, you're yourself, but, like, have you clocked the game?
Oh, to be honest... When you go into reality TV, like when you first go into it, like when I first walked through the doors of Too Hot to Handle and I started meeting everyone, I am such a people pleaser. I wear my heart on my sleeve and I am who I am. Like, you either love me or you hate me. Mm. So I don't really play games when I go on TV because I just know I'm just going to be myself, get on with people, and then no one can ever edit me and make me look bad.
Yeah.
I think when you start playing a game, you've got to start stabbing people in the back. And as soon as you start doing that, you're classed as a villain or someone that stirs the pot. So as long as you're the nice person on TV, everyone's going to love you. So just be nice. And when I was on The Circle, I remember sitting in that apartment by myself going absolutely mental. I was running into different rooms on my unicorn just thinking, oh my God, what have I done? Why am I here? It is just crazy. But I just fell in love with the game. I really did. The game of The Circle, talking to people. And I think the reason why I've done so well from it is because I'm so relatable. Like, I'll sit there and burp. I don't care. If I've got a wedgie, I'm going to pick it out. I don't care if there's six cameras pointing at me. Because once you start reflecting and putting it out to everyone else that's watching you, I'm perfect. They're not going to relate. And they're going to be like, what? Is this bitch for real? She's not perfect. I'm not perfect. No one is. But that's all right. And, like, I think I'm so big with my women empowerment that I'm glad that I'm that girl on TV, because people could then look at me and think, oh my God, she's actually, I could speak to her and go up to her in a pub toilet and borrow her lipstick. I'm approachable. And I think that's why I've done so well.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I agree.
That's when you know when you like a girl, when you can have a chat in a girl's toilet.
Exactly.
Like when you can go to the club toilet and just have a chat, you can give each other encouraging words and be like, have you got lipstick? I mean, I don't share my lipstick. I'd be like, no. Whilst I'm applying it. But I will have a chat with her though. I just don't share my lipstick. That's all.
I think that, I mean, I love reality TV. So although Love Island I can't watch because I genuinely find it too triggering. Like I actually cannot watch it because some of the things that the guys do, it takes me back to some terrible times for myself. But I've always wondered what it is about reality TV, like these kind of shows that make, like, not even just Too Hot to Handle, like Married at First Sight Australia is the one that I've watched. Have you watched that, Chloe?
Love it.
Oh my gosh.
So good.
Obsessed with it.
Like, it's all of these shows that, like, I'm hooked. So my question for you guys, since we're throwing the questions around for both of you, is if you, Chloe, I'll ask you first, obviously you're the reality TV star. If you were to go on any reality show anywhere, it doesn't even have to still be around. Ooh. You could choose to go on anything. What would you go on if you could?
I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Oh my God, I thought you might say that, you know. You
honestly, I would love it. Like, I'm going to manifest it out of this podcast.
Yes, say it out loud.
Everyone else can pray for me.
Yes.
Anyone else that's listening to this podcast, please pray for me to go on there.
Yes.
I would love to do it. I wouldn't last 2 seconds, but I just want to go on it.
would you eat like kangaroo balls and that?
I'd eat any dick.
I would kangaroo.
I would kangaroo balls.
Too hard to handle.
Cheater.
Any of them.
Give it to
any
me.
Any of the balls, I'll eat them.
Give it to me.
Oh, do you know what, in the same world, I don't know if you guys remember, but it was a show called Cruel Summer. It was on Trouble TV, and it was kind of like I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, and they were just in this house, and it was like contestants, and they would have to go through like tasks, and some of them were like eating animal balls, or some of them were like running through like dark, like it was just tasks, but they all lived in the same house, and every day was a new task. So I think it would be that. It would be Cruel Summer.
What were the tasks like?
Yeah, what were the tasks like?
It was like, yeah, like eat a ball of an animal, or like the house is like pitch dark and you just have to deal with it for the whole day. Or there were like team led tasks where you have to like run through like mice and all kind of stuff. But it was like loads of tasks. I thought it was really cool. I loved it. Or like you have to sit in a freezing cold bath and like all of that kind of stuff.
See, I think I'd be able to do that.
Yeah, that's why I thought I can do that.
I don't know if I could ever go on any of those kind of shows. You have to do that, you know. I don't even like being in. I think I had two answers, one of which isn't exist. You know what? This is my true answer. I would go on Big Brother only because I want that VT at the end that they show every contestant wears all of their best bits. I've always wanted one of those. I want that so bad. I would literally just go on it for that.
You should get all of your friends to just do like a montage of you going out drunk and just put it together for your birthday. If I was your friend, I'd do that.
Thanks, T. Oh, Chloe, thanks so much. Luckily, I do have one of my friends here. So
yeah, he can hear this. You said two, right? Big Brother and what?
So there was this show that used to be on Challenge, which used to play Crystal Maze and all that stuff back in the day. Remember? Right, cool.
Yep.
I think it was called The Mole. And basically, there was a team and they went all around the world, like all the, like trying to figure out all of these challenges and stuff. But there was one mole who was ruining it for everybody. And they had to try and guess who was the mole and like pick off the people, but the mole was supposed to be the one. It was so good. It was so good. And I feel like there wasn't that many seasons, but it was amazing.
I love when shows have villains.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well, who is your favorite reality villain?
Ooh, good question. Oh my gosh, that is such
I want to say
question.
Like Big Brother's Nick, but that's so obvious. Do you know what, I think it might be Married at First Sight's Innes. She was awful.
Oh gosh, Innes is a
Innes is awful. No. Was awful.
No, do you know what? I'm not even going to give her the satisfaction of saying she's my favourite villain. Because she just doesn't deserve it. No.
Who would you say?
To be honest, I don't actually know. Like, I don't really watch reality TV. I do.
Yeah.
But like the past couple of years, I've just been so busy with being on it. I just can't, like...
To be fair, you've been working. That's fair.
Yeah, you've been busy.
I would say Hayley. She was the villain of season one, Too Hot to Handle, and I still get on with her. She plays that villain amazingly.
Very well.
Yeah. I would say Hayley is definitely my favourite reality star villain.
That's a really good one. I think ultimate villain of like reality TV or reality adjacent TV is Christine from Selling Sunset. You can't get better than that.
I love her.
She's the best villain on earth.
I genuinely love her.
She's so great. Yeah, I guess she's not a villain.
Have you been watching her story? She's like married now. She's pregnant. I'm so happy for her.
She's living.
I just love her.
Oh my word.
You have to watch it. Selling Sunset on Netflix. It's honestly brilliant. And she on it just stands out.
I have watched a few, but I just don't know. You know, when you've got to watch, I think that's the type of thing that you've got to kind of religiously watch over and over again.
Yeah.
To kind of get into it. I don't know. I just haven't been able to get into it.
Right, yeah. Okay, that's fair. With season two, you've watched all of it now, Chloe. You've been in it, you've watched all of it. What people got to look forward to? Who are your favourites? Who are not your favourites? And what do you want to ask the people, the cast members that are on it right now? What do you want to know about them?
Oh, I don't even know who my favourites are. I'm just going to say everyone. I actually am just going to say everyone because everyone had a part to play in it. There were so many different storylines. I think I would say to them, because people do bits. Sometimes the cameras don't pick up. I'm not going to say anything. But sometimes you can have a little fondle and get away with it. So I would ask them, and I'd secretly record it as well. I'm going to get this for Netflix. Thank you. Yeah. That'll be taken out of your pay.
Of the money you've been given.
I'd say, did you fondle without getting caught?
That is such a good question.
Have you got any tips and tricks for them? I mean, now that it's happened now, but as a seasoned person on Too Hot to Handle, what are the tips and tricks you tell anyone who's going into it? Season three is bound to happen. Everyone loves it.
Wear a condom if you're going to have sex. don't be silly. Wrap your willy.
It's not bad advice.
Stop talking about how sex crazy you are because it gets boring after a while. Actually, invest in the process. Invest in the process. Because if you go against Lana so much towards the end, you will get chucked out.
Yeah.
Lana is a savage and she won't put up with it.
I would ask Melinda how the hell she managed to keep her makeup on so perfectly
the entire time
in the heat. And you can see how much makeup she has on. Like, it's literally perfect and snatched. And I was like, how is she doing it? How?
That's why I couldn't do reality TV, you know, because I wouldn't look like the girl that walked in there.
Yeah, me too.
I'm like, I'm totally, and literally by 5 hours, my wig would be off. I'll be chilling. Like, no one would even know it was the same girl. I'd be like, where's that tiny girl gone? Did she always feel like you had to be made up the whole time and look really pretty?
In the heat, like when you first meet them, like the cast, and you introduce yourself and you're looking really fit, and you see like the best version of them and you like put together. After that, no one really cares anymore. They're like, oh yeah, we looked pretty. I think for me, I don't like wearing makeup. And when I do, I feel fit. I'm not going to lie. I'm like, yes, I'm feeling myself. But if I've gone through a breakup or I'm feeling a little bit rubbish and I've just ate like a ton of chocolate, I'll probably have a sunbed and put some makeup on. But in the villa, because there was good vibes, good energy, you're in the sun, you're in a bikini anyway, you don't feel the need to put loads of makeup on because you feel sexy in your thumb bikini.
We're going to have a chance to give Chloe's advice and ask those questions next week because we're speaking to Marvin and Melinda.
Yes, we are. yes, we are.
We will pass on that advice 100%. Chloe, obviously, as you said, you've been working, you haven't been watching too much reality TV because you've been on it and you've been a star of it. And I think that's a very fair answer. But since you haven't been watching reality TV, what have you been watching on Netflix? Do you have a recommendation for us?
The Line of Duty. I love it. It gets me going.
Do you know what? Everyone talks about it. I haven't got into it.
Oh, what? No.
It's one of those shows. You know, there's certain shows that everyone in the world is watching at the same time. But because of that, sometimes I don't watch it on purpose.
Yeah, me too. I'm the same.
Because I feel like it's too much noise and I have too many people's opinions. I want to watch it when I'm like free of all of that.
See, the only reason why I watched it was because my mum is a really tough TV critic. And she watched it and she was like, Chloe, this is a really good series. And I was like, oh my God, mum, like I need to watch it. If she likes it, I'll like it.
Yeah.
And I watched it and it was amazing. It's about corrupt police and so much happens. Like everyone sleeping with everyone.
Yeah, it's
people
incredible.
Get killed, murdered, police get shot. Oh, I love it.
That's a very good recommendation. Also, please ask your mum if she would like to be on our podcast since she's a TV aficionado because we're always looking for her.
I tried filming a YouTube with her, and she just sat there and had a panic attack. She was like, Chloe, you've got to turn the camera off. I can't look at the camera. I'm really nervous. I don't know why I'm her daughter or how I'm her daughter, because I'm on two of the biggest reality TV shows in the world on Netflix.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I've come from her, and she can't stand being in front of a camera.
Were you always this girl, though? Was this always going to be that the adult you?
Never, no. I got bullied when I was younger, so my confidence levels were low. Mm. I wouldn't speak to anyone. I was always my natural bubbly self in front of family, but never in school. I was so shy, closed off, didn't have anyone to go to prom with. Like, I was very reserved. Mm. And then my mum put me forward to a competition called Top Model. I won that, went to Korea, modelled, come back. I was full of confidence. Wow. I was like, boom, bitch, I'm here. And then I got asked to go on tour to handle. What is meant to find you will find you in mysterious ways.
Oh, that is such a lovely way to end it. Chloe, thank you so much for talking to us today. We are so excited for everyone to like finish watching it, guys. Watch Too Hot to Handle and like talk to us about it. And when you see Marvin, please use the hashtag 1010 would recommend.
Yeah.
Yes. 1010 would recommend.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Chloe.
Thank you, Chloe.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Oh my God. It's not just about sex, it's way deeper.
If this is what love feels like, I don't ever want to lose it.
Cheers to a deep chat and cheers to
deep penetration.
Okay, Gina. What are you recommending for this week? What is 1010 would recommend in your eyes?
Feel Good, that stars Mae Martin.
Who's in it and created it as well.
Yes, correct. Please give it up for
Mae Martin! Hi guys, I'm from Canada. I came over in a canoe recently with Celine Dion.
Hi. I've never been on a date with a girl before.
Do you like films?
Do you want to kiss me, mate?
Oh, that would be so cool. Now?
Yes. I feel like I'm like shaky and sweaty, and I feel like if you're not holding me, then I'm just gonna float away.
Now, Mae, your father and I want to know if you found a new Narcotics Anonymous meeting.
A what meeting? A what meeting?
Both seasons are on Netflix, and it's just really good. I actually knew of Mae Martin. I saw Mae Martin live in East London with Lolly Adefope, who is also in Shrill, which unfortunately is not on Netflix, but is definitely worth watching. So you should definitely see that and watch it. And thought it was great. So really, really excited to watch this. And just season two, I think, is even better than season one. I really, really enjoyed it. And it really goes into the depths of like Mae's character and like all the things that make that character the way that they are. And
what's it about? What's Feel Good about?
So Feel Good is about a comedian who is like kind of middling success, I guess. Like some sets are better than others, yeah. Who meets this woman and then they start a relationship. But I mean, that's the premise of it, sort of like how their relationship evolves and stuff like that, and how they're each finding each other and all of the things that are like holding them back from having a relationship and all this other stuff. I guess also talks about it talks about like trauma and identity and all these things. And the main character who Mae plays has addiction issues, yeah. And you sort of find out a bit about why that is and all this other stuff. And it's really, really interesting. I really enjoyed it.
Do you know what I love about it as well? I think when you see all these like coming of age, like early 30s and all I'm doing in my life, like that messy life shows, it's always straight couples. It's always like this straight woman finding her way and all of her straight friends. So it's actually really nice for this couple to not be a straight couple and to just like see that and it not be a massive thing. It's just, here is a couple.
Yes.
Do you know what
I
mean? They're not making a song and dance about not making them straight because these stories are real.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I totally agree.
Really like that about Feel Good. I was going to ask you, what do you think about stand-up comedians who now act? And what do you think about the shows they create? Because I realise when I watch things written by comics, I can see that they're comedians.
Yeah, yeah. I definitely did feel, I could feel Mae's comedian-ness in the show, which I didn't necessarily not enjoy. Like, I enjoyed it, but I could definitely feel it. I don't know, because there are so many people, like Afterlife obviously comes from Ricky Gervais, who has done stand-up or does comedy of that. So I don't know. It really depends. Sometimes I think that they can write the best sort of like dark comedy, which I really enjoy. Do you know what I mean? Like, I love, think like all of that stuff where it's like you shouldn't really be laughing, but who better to explore like those kind of themes than like the comedians who are really good at taking the piss out of themselves?
Definitely. And what they do really well for me is that they make the everyday funny. Do you know comedians, remember first episode, season one, when we were talking and we were talking about the caviar bags and how you could just make the everyday funny and going to the toilet in the middle of the night. These TV shows have that in them. They have that quality that comedians have to make storing caviar bags hilarious.
Yes.
And and then you can see this happening in the TV show. So that's what I always like about them, when you can kind of see that part of it. My one this week is High in the Hog.
We call our food soul food.
Cheers.
This type of food, you can feel when you eat it.
Ah, that aroma.
The truth is, a lot of American food has its roots in African-American food, traditions, and ingenuity.
Can you see it already smells like mac and cheese?
This standard yummy dish has a really old history.
I'm Steven Satterfield, and I'm on a journey to uncover the stories of African American food and meet the new generation preserving our history.
Again, me and black people, I love them. Love shows by them. Love shows where they're in it. It's just basically kind of a documentary type, but like more storytelling-esque sort of thing, where it kind of looks at how African-American food became big in America.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. So it just looks at the origins, why this has happened, why, for example, barbecue is such a big favourite for African-Americans there. So it kind of delves into the history of food.
How did you know, like, who recommended that to you?
My Netflix recommendation knows me.
Because I've never even heard of that, and I work here.
Yeah. It's really, really good. Yeah, I really, really enjoyed it. And my other one is The Kominsky Method, which is the season 3 is out, and it's the final season.
We are here today to mourn the passing of my grandfather's meat body.
Scientology.
Hello, ex-wife.
Hello, ex-husband.
What's up?
I think we might be planning a wedding.
As hard as it was to lose my friend, it's been even harder to manage his affairs.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Okay, he made me executor of his estate.
10 million. Wait, how come the money didn't go to me directly?
This is where it gets a little tricky.
So because of that, it's one of my favourite TV shows. I absolutely love it. I can't watch it.
Oh, really?
Because it'll be over. When it ends, what now?
Yeah, I know you love that show.
Exactly. It's been out for about 2 weeks now, and I just can't watch it. Like every time I go to watch it, I'm like, no, because then it's going to be finished. So I might savour it and do like an episode a day. But how is that possible on Netflix? How is it possible to do an episode? If you've ever done an episode a day of anything, I would like to hear from you. Because it feels
please
impossible.
Write in. Use the hashtag 1010.
Please use the hashtag and let us know. So that's back. And also, this is a TV show that got me and Gina first talking about our love for Netflix, actually, which is Kim's Convenience.
Yeah.
Is also back.
Yes.
I remember Gina talking. There's two shows I always think about when I think about you and Netflix, which is Kim's Convenience and Grace and Frankie. Because they're the two shows you're like, you have to get it. And it also might be why I started paying for my own Netflix. I'm a kid. I just really wanted to watch them shows. So yeah, that will be my week's one. High in the Hog and Kominsky Method and Kim's Convenience.
Wow, you've had one more. Star-studded cast, Solos, Amazon Prime. Watch the first episode. That's all I'm going to say.
That's all. I've seen it. It's great.
Very good. Okay, that was great. Good recommendations to you. They're amazing. I'm going to watch High in the Hog.
Thank you. Please do. And please watch Kominsky Method as well. You will love it.
I will. I really want to, and I know that you love it, so I'm definitely going to watch it.
Yeah, please do. And you guys, please watch it and let us know what your thoughts are on it. That is it from us this week. Please be sure to use the hashtag 1010 would recommend and let us know if there's any shows you would recommend. And if you've watched any of the shows we've recommended, it'll be great to hear some feedback. Yeah, that's it for me.
Absolutely. And if you are a fan of Too Hot to Handle, if you have started watching it or if you're about to, you're going to know Marvin. And we are going to be speaking to Marvin. So please tune in next week.
Do you know what? Let's make it fun. Send us questions for Marvin and Melinda.
Yes, and Melinda. So I'm so sorry, Melinda girl. Look,
and Melinda, of course. And Melinda, of course.
Melinda, yes. I've got loads of questions for Melinda. But also send in your questions for both of them, because I would love to get them to them.
Yes. Use the hashtag 1010 would recommend. I have been Talani.
And I have been Gina. You can find me at Smile Gina, G-E-N-A, on all platforms. And you can find T...
at Tolly_T on all platforms apart from TikTok. Because I'm not on it.
You can find Netflix at Netflix UK on all social platforms and at Netflix on TikTok. Thanks so much, guys.
Bye.